Treasury yields pulling back today as investors digest what we heard from the Fed yesterday, the plans from the central bank to begin tapering this month. We had the 10-year yield hovering just above 1.5. So let's bring in Peter Hayes. He's head of municipal bonds at BlackRock. And Peter, it's good to see you again. We certainly are seeing the reaction to the Fed's announcement in the bond market today. But what do you think this means for munis going forward?
As it would with all fixed income, munis are a fixed income asset class. So it sort of means the same thing. Munis are rallying a little bit today in tandem with treasuries. I think it's like you talked about, it's digesting the Fed statement. It's very interesting that yesterday we had one reaction and today we have a very different reaction. And to some degree, that's happening in the municipal market. Now, there is a little bit of a backdrop in the market, I should explain, and that's the seasonality effect. So we're coming into a period of time, issuance drops off. We get into January and February where we have a lot of maturities and money to reinvest. And if you look historically, January is typically a very positive performance month. So against that backdrop, I think we seem to be in pretty good shape coming into year end in 2022.
I'm glad you just brought up that the seasonality issue, because a lot of us look at muni bonds still from the tax exempt potential to protect income as we get older. And when you wrote to your clients, the tax exempt new issues were oversubscribed at a year to date low of just 3.3 times. Those of us who are not versed in the vernacular of your trade, what does that mean?
That's a good question. We tend to get so hung up on our vernacular. I would say that basically if a new issue comes to market, it had four times as many orders as there were bonds to distribute. Typically during the course of this year, when we saw very strong flows, we're up, I think only 2019 is going to beat this year in terms of inflows. So there's been a lot of demand throughout the year. And we've been in many cases 6-7 times oversubscribed or orders for as many bonds as there were, in some cases for yield and the hunt for yield. High yield part of the market, we've seen deals 20 times oversubscribed. Now, I think munis have gotten a little bit ahead of themselves. We can talk about taxes and the infrastructure bill, et cetera. But I think some of that undersubscription from where we were earlier in the year has certainly been the result of demand that has been a little bit less over the last 6 weeks than it was earlier in the year.
Peter, let's talk about the infrastructure deal. You mentioned the fact that maybe we're just getting a little bit ahead of ourselves. What do you exactly mean by that?
We've certainly all talked about the infrastructure bill. It's very big. It's not as big. It's bigger. It's smaller. It's here. It's not. And I think part of that plan was not only the size of the infrastructure plan, the amount of spending that would go into the economy. And think about municipal bonds touch a large part of infrastructure in this country. But I think to pay for that, the realization is that taxes perhaps aren't going up as high as the market was factoring in. When you look at the market implied tax rate, it's assuming a rate of something around a 50% tax rate. Well, we all know that's not going to happen. And that's what I mean by the market got a little bit ahead of itself, which is why we saw new issue deals being received a little less warmly than they had been earlier in the year. Perhaps the corporate rate goes up. It might, but that's not going to bring in a lot of corporate demand, at least not in the near term, given the valuations where we are. So that's what I'm talking about. We're not really seeing a big rise in individual rates, at least that's not the plan currently.
And this might come out of the file of when a good thing might be a bad thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the fact that state and local government tax revenue actually exceeded the $450 billion in the second quarter of 2021, what impact does that have on the muni market when the states are getting the revenue they didn't expect, especially because of the pandemic, and yet it's much better than people predicted?
That's been sort of one of the big offset to how are they going to spend this. And a lot of the money, a lot of the federal fiscal stimulus money hasn't actually even been spent yet. It's sort of sitting there. I think there's a deadline when it has to be spent. So there's a lot of money that can actually make its way into state and local economy over the coming year that will likely continue to be a boost, not only to the economy, but to tax revenues generally. And I think when you look at the market, we talked about the seasonality. Well, the other aspect is that from a fundamental credit standpoint, we've probably never been stronger in terms of the municipal market. And a lot of that is because we've seen this fiscal stimulus, but certainly a complete 180 from what we saw or what was expected in April of 2020.
Peter Hayes, always great to speak with you, head of muni bonds at BlackRock. Thanks so much for taking the time. We look forward to having you back on the show again soon.